They might have no predators in the contemporary world, no checks on their growth. We don't want them to survive in the wild. So I've made them lysine-dependent. I inserted a gene that makes a single faulty enzyme in protein metabolism. As a result, the animals cannot manufacture the amino acid lysine. They must ingest it from the outside. Unless they get a rich dietary source of exogenous lysine supplied by us in tablet form, they'll go into a coma within 12 hours and expire. These animals are genetically engineered to be unable to survive in the real world. They can only live here, in Jurassic Park. They are not free at all. They are essentially our prisoners. Here's the control room, Ed Regis said. Now that you know how the animals are made, you'll want to see the control room for the park itself, before we go out on the... He stopped. Through the thick glass window, the room was dark. The monitors were off, except for three that displayed spinning numbers and the image of a large boat. What's going on? Ed Regis said. Oh, hell, they're docking.
Docking?
Every 2 weeks, the supply boat comes in from the mainland. One of the things this island doesn't have is a good harbor, or even a good dock. It's a little hairy to get the ship in when the seas are rough. Could be a few minutes. He rapped on the window, but the men inside paid no attention. I guess we have to wait, then. Ellie turned to Dr. Wu. You mentioned before that sometimes you make an animal and it seems to be fine, but as it grows, it shows itself to be flawed. Yes, Wu said. I don't think there's any way around that. We can duplicate the DNA, but there is a lot of timing and development, and we don't know if everything is working unless we actually see an animal develop correctly. Grant said, How do you know if it's developing correctly? No one has ever seen these animals before. Wu smiled. I've often thought about that. I suppose it is a bit of a paradox. Eventually, I hope paleontologists such as yourself will compare our animals with a fossil record to verify the developmental sequence. Ellie said, But the animal we just saw, the Velociraptor, you said it was a Mongoliensis? From the location of the amber, Wu said, it is from China. Interesting, Grant said. I was just digging up an infant Antaropus. Are there any full-grown raptors here? Yes, Ed Regis said, without hesitation. 8 adult females. The females are the real hunters. They're pack hunters, you know. Will we see them on the tour? No, Wu said, looking suddenly uncomfortable. And there was an awkward pause. Wu looked at Regis. Not for a while, Regis said cheerfully. The Velociraptors haven't been integrated into the park setting just yet. We keep them in a holding pen. Can I see them there? Grant said. Why, yes, of course. In fact, while we're waiting, he glanced at his watch, you might want to go around and have a look at them.
I certainly would, Grant said.
Absolutely, Ellie said. I want to go too, Tim said eagerly. Just go around the back of this building, past the support facility, and you'll see the pen. But don't get too close to the fence. Do you want to go too? He said to the girl. No, Lex said. She looked appraisingly at Regis. You want to play a little pickle, throw a few? Well, sure, Ed Regis said. Why don't you and I go downstairs, and we'll do that, while we wait for the control room to open up. Grant walked with Ellie and Malcolm around the back of the main building, with a kid tagging along. Grant liked kids. It was impossible not to like any group so openly enthusiastic about dinosaurs. Grant used to watch